Are we responsible for any of this? As you see it, I mean, a lot of folks would say, well, is this another aspect of global warming? Or is there something that we've done that would trigger this worsening of the solar cycle?
I think that is really open for debate, but I'm leaning more and more towards the idea that we absolutely do have some impact and it's going to tie through consciousness. And that's because I'm sensing that plasma physics, or this new idea that zero-point energy fields is what we're really talking about in terms of consciousness, and that then would be coupled through resonance to electromagnetic fields. And without getting too technical, the bottom line here is, yes, we would have some impact. In other words, if we could take 6 billion people on this planet and get us all to agree for a moment that we do not want to destroy this planet through a huge solar event, theoretically, I could see where that might be possible now, and that would be because that this unified field of consciousness that is the Earth would in turn feed back in some feedback loop mechanism, again through resonance, not a direct connection, but this spooky action at a distance, as Albert Einstein called it in quantum physics, this idea that, yes, we do have some say in this.
Could we have... Is any force then, if we're looking at this sort of cosmically, and I mean that with a kind of a small c, cosmically, if we're looking at this in a sense of interconnectivity between us and the planet and our consciousness, and is there anybody that's got our back? I mean, is there anything that we could call on that we could, in your perception of what's happening, that might come and save our butt?
Well, I can tell you this, the folks that I've interviewed for over 15 years that have had some very powerful spiritual experiences that I've documented in my book say yes, absolutely, that prayer, for example, is a power, and that there are beings that are very concerned about the survival of this planet, that indeed this is what it's all about. The end game is to survive. We are not here to be beat up or to self-destruct. And my understanding is that we've got to come to this idea, this sense that we're connected to everything, and that we've got to really, you know, as I say, pull our head out of our past real quick now.
Okay, but can you be more specific then about who it is that we should be praying with? Because I love that thought. I just want to know, I want to make sure we got the right people lined up.
Well, you know, I'll state it kind of objectively and then personally, subjectively. Objectively, I've talked to a lot of folks that had near-death experiences who said, yes, we need to pray to God and ask for divine intervention. And folks like Ned Doherty, who was in my book, Daniel Brinkley, and so on and so forth, the list goes on, Mellon Thomas Benedict, and on we go with the whole list of near-deathers, Phyllis Atwater. All of these folks, I think, are of the opinion that, yes, we can make a difference. My personal opinion, amen, absolutely, no doubt about it whatsoever. However, can we get anybody to agree on anything? Just look at the presidential debates. I heard our former energy secretary of New Mexico, Richardson, say, you know, he's seen more congeniality in hostage negotiations than, among the candidates. So there you go.
Okay, but I mean, so are there people, I mean, I love the idea, you know, don't get me wrong, I love the idea of an all-loving, all-knowing God. I don't know why we would have to petition God to save us from this if God, in God's omnipotence and omniscience, knows that it's going to happen and knows that, you know, tens of millions, if not 100 million people might suffer from it. I mean, if there's a magic number that we have to get in a prayer chain or something like that, let's line it up right now and avoid all this.
Well, I believe that this is going to happen, and unfortunately it seems like fear-driven behavior is what we respond to mostly at this level of consciousness or unconsciousness. But, you know, for example, I mean, I don't want to get into too much of the philosophy because I know we don't have time for it tonight, but the idea that we are co-created in the image of the Creator tells me that I'm somewhat responsible. I have free will or agency, as we say. And, you know, if we're so scatterbrained that we don't even know to get off the tracks when the train's coming and you hear the siren, you hear the whistle, you see the light, you know, how conscious are you, and you know, what good would it do maybe to educate you quickly that the train is going to take you out? I mean, maybe there's a benign aspect to this, I guess is what I'm saying. Maybe the pandemics that others or physicians are talking about, and then I sense as well, maybe that's some type of grace. Literally, I mean, maybe if you go quickly in a 24-hour pandemic and you thin the population down to the point that we live in small communities, raise our own food, go back to this pre-industrial, as I say, shamanic way of living, maybe that is a grace.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. At least it would be to the survivors. It would be,
or maybe
for the
not.
People.
Maybe it's the folks that are taken are right. Maybe they're the ones that are going to be raptured, right?
Well, you know, that would be an interesting conversation, is if there were a solar flare, and as you said, it would be as though we were, if for people who are outside, that they were literally like microwaved on the spot. I wonder whether that would correlate to the perception that some people have about the Perusian.
I have looked at this, and I've you know, written considerably about these ideas. So if folks are looking at things that I write to be scientific, they'll be disappointed, although I do integrate that into the spiritual aspect. But no, I try to reach the happy point and integrate science and religion into everything I do, because that is who I am. That is what the data, you know, scientists talk about data driven. Well, I'm kind of a philosopher or a theologian, if you will, an amateur at this, but I'm driven by the data too, and it still tells me that we are, you know, a spiritual light being.